Thank you for downloading this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at JBT Podcast and give us a like, review on iTunes. Now, on with the show.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast, hashtag JBT Pod. We are excited here.
Oh, yeah.
I personally am excited. So I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Nicholas Busink. And beside me, we have, well, not actually physically beside me, but joining us today is Jack Manuel. How are you, Jackie?
I'm very well, Terrence. On the other side of the world, this is weird, but this is cool. We're talking about hashtag JBT Pod, Ball is Life.
Yeah, it's a good initiative we're going here. I know. All right, so we're just going to start off here by obviously introducing ourselves, what we're about, all that. So myself, I've been supporting the NBA not for a long time now, so... My know-how is, it's not bad, but that's what Jackie's
It's all right, mate. Give yourself some credit. All you know right, your stuff.
Right. I've been supporting Washington Wizards for a while now. Hashtag Wiz Nation. John Wall is Bay, etc.
Hashtag Wallstar.
And yeah, what about yourself, Jack?
Mate, I'm a suffering Nets Nation supporter. What got me into the NBA was my idol, LeBron James. He is my sporting idol. He's the be-all and end-all in
goat,
sport.
Mate.
He is GOAT. Well, he is GOAT 2 behind MJ.
Of course, yeah.
But, yeah, I love LeBron. And then it was a conversation with Chaz, my brother. We were deciding what teams we were going to support. I remember Charlie was deciding between Clippers and Bulls, and I was deciding between where LeBron was at. I think it was at the Heat and the Nets. And I'm like, you know what? I love New York. I love Jay-Z. I love the Nets logo. I love all that merch. Let's go with the Nets. And that was a
You're
bad
regretting that
decision,
mate?
That was a horrible decision, Nicholas. But, you know, the best thing to happen to me since, you know, the Nets, I've supported the Nets for the past 3 or 4 years, has been literally Brooke Lopez and Jeremy Lin being in the same team. Hashtag Brooke/Lin. That is the only good thing
lined
that
up,
has happened
The
to me.
Stars have aligned perfectly. For Brolo to stay at the Nets, obviously, and Jeremy Lin to come in, it's perfect.
It's the only good thing, mate. Like, seriously. Yeah, we've made
that's
the playoffs.
That's quite sad.
But then
Jeremy Lin is your saving grace.
Well, like, Paul Pierce was very good for us in the Cole KG thing, and that's when I started to get really excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, we might actually win a championship here. And now Joe Johnson's gone, KG's gone, Paul Pierce is gone, and we have no future round picks at all. So, but I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about, you know, our new coaching, our new direction. Even if we're going to be the shittest team, we're at least going to be entertaining with Jeremy Lin and Brooke Lopez. But yeah, let's move on, mate.
We'll
let's
see how
talk
that goes. Anyway,
whole thing.
What are we about in this podcast, Jack? I mean, what's our aim here?
All right, Nick, it's a very deep question you're asking there, my friend. But what's inspiring me is that, you know, we love our ball, we love our bands, and we want to bring our ball and our bands to the people. And we want to get the people to bring their ball and their bands knowledge to us. So it's like basketball and NBA especially has become such a huge thing on social media, in culture in general. So we want to sort of try and bring that together and sort of try and engage, as much as this is for us, because I love chatting to you about ball, this is also trying to engage the fans with us. So, like, if you guys see something on social media, we're going to have our social media segment a bit later on. Bring it to us. Hashtag JBT Pod. Send us an email. Like us on Facebook. This is what it's about. We want to connect with you guys as much as you want to connect with us.
That's it. I mean, the way... Sorry, go on, mate.
No, you're all good, mate.
How I see this is, it's just two mates chatting about, you know, a sport they both love. I mean, you can have these sort of conversations in a pub, and you just have other people listening in, interested, whatever.
Yep.
It's a lot about other people's engagement as well. We want, like you said, we want to hear from you, segments that we can add, things that you like, critiques maybe.
Yeah.
I know our opinions not always the the popular
one. Yeah, and like that means getting our friends involved. Like, you know, right now we're doing this for us and we're doing this for our friends. So, you know,
it's all about networking. Ali, give us a Chaz like, give us a share, all that stuff.
Yeah, share us with your friends if you know that they like basketball. We want to hear what you think. Like our pictures. Send us some videos. Post on our page, you know. We're just starting up, but right now, you know, it's a bit of banter between two lads and I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's it. It's good fun so far. All right, Jack, do you wanna swing into this?
Let's do it, mate.
All right.
So first topic, we get a lot of our inspiration from a lot of other podcasts. We love The Starters, Believe the Hype. Shout out to those guys. You know, they're what we want to be. Hopefully, one day, you know, having an impact on NBA culture. But
hopefully,
you know, we're gonna talk about humble beginnings, mate. Humble beginnings. But we'll start off with a bit of like an NBA preview podcast. So we're going to preview the upcoming season, all the awards, maybe a couple of fun topics we might chuck in to surprise you after the first break, and a social media segment as well at the end that we'll be doing regularly. And then also a DBS segment that drop bench start that we'll explain a little bit later. But first off, MVP. Nicholas, who is your MVP for the upcoming 2016-17 NBA season?
Personally, I'm tossing it up between two people, and I'm very surprised by the lack of love this guy's given. I mean, obviously Steph Curry, LeBron. Especially after the final series of LeBron is just it's
monster.
Gorgeous to watch.
Monster.
I'm going with either PG or James Harden.
Interesting. Why?
PG, it's set up for Indiana to have a great year. They're going to improve on the year that they've had last year. Coming back from a knee, he pretty much got a new leg.
Yes.
and he's come back absolutely firing. I mean, I did not expect him to have the season that he did last season, and he's only going to improve on that, and I can only see him going up. It's gonna be a tight race for the MVP, I reckon.
And why do you think James Harden, Nick? Because that's a lot of people are thinking similar. But
yeah, I know, and it's completely understandable. I mean, the Rockets last season were a mess.
To go from
second to eighth in a season, especially in a season, you know, the West wasn't amazing last season. It wasn't as close. Obviously,
yeah.
The Warriors and Spurs just dominated, but the whole tension, I guess, between Harden, the front office, and you know Dwight Howard, that Dwight there didn't help, clashing personalities all over the place. It was just a recipe for disaster, and indeed it was. I can imagine James Harden coming back this season. He said in preseason. On the training camp stuff, he's a lot more focused, team focused. I don't know whether he's just saying that, but you know, we've got to take
Me stop you there for a sec, Nick. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think he's a really big candidate, especially with the sense that he, Mike D'Antoni's system, and also making him the point guard is going to be a really big thing for him. And I know you've got your stats about him. I think making him a point guard is an interesting move by D'Antoni, and I think it's only going to elevate his game to another level.
Well, yeah, I mean, last season, PG, for example, 34 minutes, 23 points a game. You improve on that, you're looking at about 27 points a game. And that is MVP status there. Curry won it unanimously with a 30-point per game average, along with other things, you know, breaking records left, right and center, obviously.
Yep.
But,
do you want me to go on to mine, mate?
Harden racks up the minutes, 38 minutes a game last season.
Yeah.
7.5 assists, and I thought the assists were quite interesting because he's got more people around him now.
Yeah.
He's going to rack up he may average a double-double for the season. And
you're probably
that's what I'm excited to see. What about you, Matt? What's your
MVP candidate? Speaking of double doubles, I'm thinking a guy who's could possibly average a triple double this year is going to be my MVP, as well as Paul George. I completely agree with everything you're saying. Plus, he also came out in an interview I saw through a Bleacher Report that he wants to win it this year. So I think that motivation will give PG, keep PG certainly in the conversation. But for me, Russell Westbrook, mate, I mean, do we need to say anything more?
Yeah.
This guy is a beast.
He's going to absolutely destroy. He's got the whole court to himself now. I can definitely see him exploding this season.
He is going to go. And I mean, I don't know how many other levels Russell Westbrook can go, but this is his team now.
It's and scary to think of him getting even better.
Yes. And I mean, he almost averaged a triple-double last year anyway. Like, and so he's only going to get better now that as much as KD is going to make the OKC worse, the team worse, him leaving makes this Russell's team. Surrounding him with Oladipo and other sort of shooters and players that he can sort of work around. If they get that team chemistry right, there's nothing stopping them from being still a decent contender. But also, there's nothing stopping Russell Westbrook now. I don't even need to explain it. If you're a Bull fan and you don't think Russell Westbrook's going to win the MVP this year, then you shouldn't be listening to our podcast. So, Nick, let's move on to the next topic, mate. We're going to Rookie of the Year. Who's your pick?
My Rookie of the Year, it's hard to say for my Rookie of the Year. Seen him in preseason. Absolutely loved. I'm buying into his hype. There's a lot of hype around this player. Joel Embiid. I am super, super keen to see the process. He is the personification of the process. And for two seasons, okay, he's been injured. He's been, developing under an NBA umbrella. And I know it's against training dummies against cones and chairs and his less than fortunate trainer who has to kind of be that the test dummy in the post-ups but he's absolutely carving up his training. He carved up the summer camp and he's been looking good in preseason. 6 games, getting 14 minutes a game. That's 14 minutes is just preseason, but 10 points a game, and it is only preseason. It doesn't indicate a lot, but these are literally the only stats that he has. But I am excited to see Joel Embiid this year in that Sixers team. The only problem is that they've got a lot of bigs in that team, and they're going to have to try and find a way to, if they're going to start him, then that's fine. But then he could be bumped down for other players.
I like your pick, Nick, because I personally think Joel Embiid is definitely an exciting prospect to watch this year. And the fact that the Philadelphia 76ers have talked about possibly trading Nerlens Noel, that'll definitely make Joel Embiid a centerpiece for their organization. Interesting pick, and I like it, and I'm certainly excited for the process, to come to fruition this year with, but we'll see how it goes. But my pick for Rookie of the Year this year is Chris Dunn from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Very popular pick, yes. But I'll explain my reasons why. One, I don't think Ricky Rubio is going to see out the season with the Timberwolves. I don't see it happening. Plus, Chris Dunn is just a perfect fit for this Timberwolves team and for the Tom Thibodeau system. If Ricky Rubio was to eventually get pushed out, which he may or may not be, Chris Dunn is going to get a lot of minutes. And Rookie of the Year is based a lot off stats. And if Chris Dunn gets a lot of minutes, a lot of good stats, then he is going to win Rookie of the Year, hands down.
Well, I put this to you, Jack. Will he get lots of minutes? As of right now, Ricky Rubio is still the starting PG. He's still starting number one.
Okay, Nick, good point. But I still think if we base it off averages, say he gets 20 minutes a night, he splits and Ricky gets, 25 minutes a night. Those 20 minutes that he's going to be on the floor are going to be much more productive than I think for Ricky Rubio. And I also think that by the end of the season, he's going to be the number one point guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is just perfect under Tom Thibodeau. He is a Tom Thibodeau guy in a nutshell. For those that don't know Tom Thibodeau, he's the former coach of the Chicago Bulls, and he loves playing his players long minutes. He loves defense. Chris Dunn has got all these things to fit into this team perfectly.
I do like Chris Dunn's defensive effort. He can get it done on both ends of the court, which is
absolutely
really valuable.
Absolutely. And he's just going to surrounding him with Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Zach LaVine.
Yeah,
he's going to hopefully have
that team.
It's going to be, look, we'll be talking about them later in some of our other segments, but he's my pick, mate. So from the rookie of the year, we'll move on to the sophomore. Who's going to have the best sophomore season? So the second year, who's your pick for best sophomore?
I loved this guy last season, and I've absolutely bought into his hype. Again, another guy with a lot of hype around him, Devin Booker. The Phoenix Suns team at the moment, it's made up of a lot of young guys, which is another sort of thing with the Minnesota Timberwolves. You're kind of observing these guys as they grow. And I think this is Devin Booker's time. He had a game in preseason, obviously just being preseason, but where he put up 30 off about 50% shooting.
He balled.
Just the shots that he was taking, not even facing the rim, you know, he'd just do a quick turn, and it was like watching a seasoned professional play.
Veteran.
It was great. In the preseason, he's been getting 21.5 points per game off a 50% shooting, which is amazing. And last season, he was getting about 14 points per game off 27 minutes. He'll be getting more minutes. He'll be getting more points.
For those that are listening, by the way, Nick is our stats man.
So I'm the stats
if you ever need
guy,
a stat, Nick is. And for those that listen, for our Australian listeners, for those that listen to Triple M, he's the chew man in that sense.
Yeah.
He's our champion data guy. He knows everything about the stats when it comes to ball. But Devin Booker, I'm with the hype as well. He's not my pick.
I'm keen to see him.
I'm keen to see him as well. I think he's a possible All Star this year. I'm that much buying into him too. First time All Star.
Third team.
Well, look, we'll see.
Oh,
we'll
sorry, see, all but NBA. We'll be all NBA third team, but All Star, you reckon?
All Star possibly, but my guy as well, I reckon, is a guaranteed All Star. Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Like, what more can we say about this guy? He's a future Hall of Famer.
Of course, like, it's his second year. And
I don't understand how he's this good. He is phenomenal. He is everything as a basketballer, as a person who plays center, I want to be. I want to be able to shoot threes. I want to be able to have post moves. I want to be able to have mid-range. I want to be able to have decent defense. I think the KG influence from last season is going to have an everlasting effect on his career. He's already a Hall of Famer, and KG is a future Hall of Famer. We know this as well. But KG's influence on Karl Anthony Towns cannot be underestimated.
And he is
already top three, top five big men in the NBA with, you know, DeAndre Jordan's. And those sort of players, but I think he is a guaranteed walk-up center starter, if not by fan vote, then at least a pick by the coaches. So
it would have to be a pick by the coach. How could you deny him? I'm going to give you some stats here, Jack, and you're going to froth them, mate. Game started 82, started every single game last season.
No wonder he's rookie of the year.
Double double for the season. So currently he's at a career double double. And it's
phenomenal.
He's played one season. 18.3 points per game, 10.5 boards per game, and average 32 minutes. This kid is amazing. He's a franchise player enough. 20 years old, averaging a double-double in his first year. I mean, God.
What's his ceiling, Nick? What's his ceiling under this Tom Thibodeau system? Because we know Thibodeau loves to find his players and mold them into stars. Jimmy Butler was that guy in Chicago, and we know what's happened with him. But Karl Anthony Towns is already a star.
He's already averaging a double-double.
What's he going to do this year?
Just get
better. Under the Tom Thibodeau system.
Even in his preseason games, he's been so ferocious. He plays with no fear, and it's his sophomore year. It's amazing to see. I mean, that whole team has this ethos, because I see it in Wiggy as well.
Yeah.
In Wiggins, just how much they just belong in the NBA. How much fear,
they do.
Lack thereof, they don't have. They don't fear anyone on the court, and it's just amazing for their confidence.
Absolutely. And we'll be speaking a little bit more about them later. Moving on, mate, we'll talk a bit about free agency. So the offseason is always a big time for the NBA, and we know what happened with Kevin Durant. So we're gonna steer away from that. We don't care about Kevin Durant.
We've had enough of KD, enough of the talk. This section here is just the best free agency signing, except for KD. I mean, correct. Just chuck it out. It's not part of it. What do you got, man?
So mine is Al Horford, who has moved from Atlanta Hawks to the Boston Celtics. Probably the biggest name to move apart from Dwight Howard, from Kevin Durant. So underrated, if there's a word for Al Horford. He's a perennial all-star. Mm-hmm. He is one of the best centers in the league. He does everything on the court. He is going to fit so well into this Boston Celtics system.
Yeah, definitely.
And the pickup that they got, for me, and I'll be saying this a little bit later, he's going to elevate them even further. And under Brad Stevens, with a established all-star point guard in Isaiah Thomas, this team is only going to get better. And yes, they didn't get their big superstar that they were talking about, like the Jimmy Butler or the Blake Griffin. But Al Horford is your next best thing. What you're going to get from this guy.
I agree with the fact. Oh, I mean, I love this pick. I mean, had you not have taken it, I would have. but they don't have that superstar, and that's you know, the Hawks didn't either. It didn't take them that far in the playoffs, but you know, number one seed in the East 2 years ago. Al Horford is not exactly an unknown. He's a star.
Yes,
he's not a superstar. But okay. I think Boston needed that as well.
Yeah, I agree. Like Boston, under the current system, they don't need superstars because they've got fantastic coaching, fantastic deep team, a great system, like a basketball system headed up by Brad Stevens, their coach. So that's why I think, even though they didn't get Blake Griffin, Jimmy Butler, Al Horford as a star, not a superstar. He's not, you know, your LeBron, your KD, your Russell Westbrook. But Al Horford is only not that because of his personality, I think. He doesn't put himself out there enough. So that's why I think he is a perfect, perfect pick for the Boston Celtics. And he is my best free agency signing. But I want to hear yours, Nicky boy. What do you got?
Well, you stole mine, Jack. I think Al Horford is... I mean, if we're talking the best player to be signed,
yes,
we're probably talking Al Horford.
Correct.
My pick was a bit left field. Let's say a lot left field. I picked this guy because of the sheer value that they got. Golden State Warriors signing Pachulia.
Okay.
They needed to replace Bogut, obviously. Pachulia doesn't exactly offer what Bogut did. Bogut, you know, I liked to think maybe it's a bit of Australian biasism, but
biasism. That's not a word, Nicholas.
Let's go with it.
I know you're nervous, mate, but biasism is not a word.
but I feel that Bogut offered so much offensively to the Golden State Warriors team.
He
facilitated a lot.
Yes. Yes.
But Zaza does offer you know, that he doesn't need to offer anything offensively because they've got KD now. I mean, that's their offense sorted. That back court and half of front court is just phenomenal.
It is.
And then Zaza can still offer something on the defensive end. But
Let me stop you there, Nick. He's horrible defensively. But I do agree with you in the fact of your value, the value that he provides for, like, they've replaced Andrew Bogut, who is a fantastic center. He's not the best. Yes, we've got our Aussie bias. He's a gun. And he killed it in the Olympics, for that matter.
He did.
But Zaza does provide a lot for that team. And the fact that they were able to get him at such a bargain rate.
That's why I had it as my pick. Under $3 million.
I like it.
It's just in especially in this free agency period, $3 million is nothing.
And I actually had a lot of NBA executives scratching their heads, like, and you know, talking to the commissioner and the head of the NBA and stuff. They're like, okay, you guys got Kevin Durant. How did you actually get Zaza Pachulia as well for this much?
I know. Like, I'm just shocked that no one you know, challenged, I guess.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. And keeping with this free agency talk, obviously a lot of free agents went, a lot of trades every year. My question to you, Jack, is who will have the best season at their new team?
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk on social media about this one here, boys. So we've sort of said there's been Chandler Parsons, we've got, you know, Dwight Howard, we've got Harrison Barnes signing a big contract for Dallas Mavericks, and you guys might have a different pick contract to us. Huge contract. Way too big of a contract. Yeah, so he's not my pick, mate. He's not. But I like one that a lot of people might not agree with. And if you don't, hashtag JBT pod, let us know what you think. Dwight Howard for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, I'm not buying into this one, but tell me about it, Jack.
I'll convince you, Nicholas. So I think Dwight Howard, he has proven himself. You know what you're going to get from this guy. He is an all-star. He is a superstar. He's proven himself as a superstar. He's not that level anymore. He had a horrible season with Houston last year. Mm. But I think a new start in Atlanta, a good system. Yes, they've also lost Al Horford, but they still have Millsap. They still have a decent point guard in Dennis Schroeder. Jeff Teague, I think, leaving doesn't leave them with that much of a gap. But I like Dwight Howard fitting into this. And if they can work around him, even under Houston, if you look at his minutes and his numbers, and Nicky boy, you'll know this, that his numbers for his minutes per game are still amazing. He gets boards. He gets points. He doesn't have the flashiest moves. He can't shoot from outside 3 feet. He does his dinkers and dumpers. <Yeah. laughs> But I think he's going to work, and I like it, and I think he's going to keep Atlanta Hawks relevant, and if not, elevate them. Plus, he's got something to prove, I reckon.
Well, that's why I think there's a lot of unknowns with this. I mean, Schroeder didn't start last season.
Correct.
He's coming into a new role. Obviously, a new center as well.
Yep.
It's gonna be this interaction between Schroeder and Howard that's going to make...
Their
I wouldn't say make or break, but it's going to be an important part of their team. And right now, I can't really say whether it'll work, whether it won't work. But I can't see. I don't know. I just can't see Dwight bouncing back. I don't know. I'm a bit pessimistic on it, but yeah.
Nick, and the reason why I'm not sure why you are is because, mate, this guy's nickname is Superman. Superman is your ideal superhero. Come on, find Dwight Howard, buddy.
Superman is goat of the superhero goat
of the superhero world.
Yes.
Convince me of yours then, mate. Who's your best season at a new team?
Well, I think you've convinced yourself, Jack, because you've got him as your best free agency signing. I think Al Horford at the at Boston will just... Like you said before, I mean, there's not much explaining to do with this one. It's a move that makes sense. They needed this. We know the quality that they've got in their backcourt. And this will just fortify. And I'm excited to see how Al Horford, how these guys interact with each other on the court. And yeah.
Let me pose a question to you, Nicky boy. Do you think that Al Horford elevates the Boston Celtics to a top two team in the East?
Yes.
Let's save that talk for there. Stop right there. We're going to have our first break, guys. And after that, we're going to be talking about our top two in the East and West, who's going to win the finals, who our pick for the Larry O'Brien Trophy is, how many games are the Warriors going to win? Are they going to go up from 73? Are they going to go down? Also, our best sleeper teams, the biggest drop-off by a team in the Eastern and Western Conference. And then we might even have a sneaky segment about my boy Drake, Aubrey Graham, Drizzy, and who his new bandwagon team is. Stay tuned.
You're listening to JBT Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at JBT Podcast. Welcome back, people, to JBT Podcast. And our question, well, my question to you, Jack, we'll kick off straight away. Who's going to finish in the top two of each conference, East-West? We'll start with East.
Okay, starting with the East. I mean, a no-brainer. Cleveland Cavaliers, if they don't finish top of the East,
I think that's a
then
general consensus,
I will eat your face, Nicholas. I will eat it.
I look forward to not having a face eaten, because that will definitely happen.
It's a fait accompli, yes. And my second pick, It's one that I mentioned earlier, and we were talking a little bit about just before. My pick's the Boston Celtics. I really like them. Al Horford, Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, all these players, and Brad Stevens is one of my picks as one of the coaches of the year. He's a phenomenal tactician.
If you can turn this team to a top two and progress to a conference final, then yeah, you'd think
he's coach of the year for sure. Yeah. But I know a lot of people are jumping on this Boston Celtics bandwagon. You have a different pick, Nicholas. What's yours?
I do, for the sake of the podcast, I reckon, because I truly do believe Boston will hit number two. But I think Raptors can do something. They broke that kind of curse, I guess, by making it past the first round. Indeed, they made it to the conference final.
They did, mate.
They're another year older, another year wiser. Lowry's getting better. DeRozan's getting better.
Let me stop you there. Do you think, though, that they have peaked as a team? Has DeRozan hit his peak? Has Kyle Lowry hit his peak? And they're only going to descend from here?
In the playoffs, yes. I don't think they'll make it. They can't. With the Cleveland Cavaliers there, and even Boston in the shape that they're looking at, I don't think that they'll make it to another conference final.
Yeah,
but
that's fair enough.
Regular season, I think that they can snag number two.
Okay, I back you in there, Nick. They're a decent pick, but is there anyone else? Is there any other sort of teams? Would there be in Indiana, Miami Heat, Chicago
Bulls?
Gulf
between the top two or three is going to be huge compared to the rest.
Correct. Even just the top, mate. It's Cleveland Cavaliers and the rest of this conference. Let's be serious.
I mean, they can. The Cavaliers can, not play their superstars all the time. You know, reserve minutes, concede in a few games. I don't think it matters where they finish.
Correct.
That's the thing. They will go into the postseason, Cavaliers, and finish first, finish eighth. They're going to want to win the championship. Every team wants to win it, but they're going to have the belief.
Yeah,
and they're going to do it.
I agree with you, Nick, because that's the ultimate game, and that's why I think, and probably the reason why you think, that LeBron isn't going to win the MVP, because he doesn't really care.
They do not faze him. He wants another championship.
Yeah, but I saw this on the Starters NBA preview the other day, that a few of them actually, I think it might have been Tass or Lee, actually picked LeBron as their MVP. And their reasoning behind it was kind of interesting. The fact that LeBron saw last season how people awarded Steph Curry, and there was a little tinge of jealousy, I think, from my boy LBJ.
Well, he likes to consider himself the best in the world, rightfully so.
Look, he is. Let's be fair. MVP doesn't judge the best player in the world. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA when he wants to be. The regular season, he doesn't want to be. In the playoffs, that's what he wants
that's
to
when,
be. That's when LBJ
playoff,
turns it off.
Playoff LBJ is scary shit.
Scary shit, my friends. what about your two picks for the... Oh, wait, no, we said the East already. Let's go on to the West. So my two picks for the West are... Again, another fait accompli. Golden State Warriors.
It can't be anything
else. I hate
them.
I hate them, though, mate. I can't stand this.
Everyone
thing.
Does now. It's such an amazing shift from last season. I remember last season, I was rooting for them so hard to obviously go for as long as they could unbeaten, and then break the Bulls record, because I loved this team.
I did too. But when it got to the playoffs, though...
Everything that happened in the playoffs...
Yeah, Steph Curry was the darling of the NBA. And nothing has actually changed. Steph Curry hasn't done anything different, apart from the major factor that's changed is KD going to the Golden State Warriors. And that has turned them into a villain team. And I think Draymond Green is going to embrace that.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to work well for him.
He loves being the villain, yep.
Oh, yeah. But they'll be your number one pick, I'm assuming, the top of the West.
Yep. The only one in contention here is the second spot.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. My second spot, is the San Antonio Spurs. I really like the Spurs. Just, you know, Popovich is a genius. He's one of the best coaches, if not one of, you know, he's up there with Phil Jackson as one of the best coaches of all time.
Yeah, can't deny that.
Since the Tim Duncan days, when he first came into the NBA, he has made them a destination team. He's made them one of the teams to be envied. And the reason why I still think that they are going to be a top two team is because Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, mate, I don't know why we're actually, in fact, I'm a bit remiss that we actually didn't speak about him in the MVP conversation, because this guy, he is special.
He's an amazing talent. And again, another sort of thing, another year older, another year wiser, he's just going to get better.
Yep. He's only going to get better. And, you know, I like the sneaky pickup of Pau Gasol. I think that's a decent pickup to surround LaMarcus Aldridge. Whether it's going to work, you know, I trust the San Antonio Spurs and I trust Greg Popovich to maintain this high level of excellence in terms of their basketball.
Well, Tim Duncan leaving is huge, I think, for them. I mean, granted, the minutes that he played weren't, you know, he didn't play a lot of minutes. But
I agree.
His impact, just being him, I don't think you can replace him with Pau Gasol.
I'm not saying you need to replace him, Nicky boy. I'm saying that, look, Minnesota aren't going to be able. Okay, Lakers aren't going to be able to replace Kobe Bryant. But all I'm saying is, what they have right now, we're basing this on going into the 2016-17 season. And yes, Tony Parker's a year older. And yes, Manu Ginobili's a year older.
They're not a young team.
They've still got they're not a young team, no. But Kawhi Leonard is a young player.
Yes,
Patty Mills is a beast. We are Australian. We bias towards him. But Patty Mills, I think, is going to become the number one point guard for this team. And I think he's going to go to another level. Tony Parker's going to reserve his role to maybe a sixth or a seventh man or a backup point guard. And Pop has gotten so much out of Patty Mills. And I think that this team is still going to be a top two team. And if something happens at the Golden State Warriors, they have an injury here or there, and in the finals, Steph Curry doesn't produce like he did last season, or the chemistry doesn't work between, you know, the new big four, the big five, whatever the hell you want to call them. This, hate them. I don't care. I don't want to talk about them. But yeah, the Spurs for me, mate. The Spurs or the Clippers, it's a toss of the coin. It's whoever's sort of, you know, there at the end of the season and peaks at the right time. But who's your pick, mate?
Well, this one, again, I struggled with the West. The Clippers can get up there. I mean, their season last season was not good. Let's just put it at that. Will come back as a completely rejuvenated man. I still think CP3 is an amazing point guard.
He is.
A lot of talk about him dropping off, but I still reckon he's got a good two seasons left in him. But I can't help feeling, I don't know whether it's more hope than actual, you know, I might be picking this with my heart rather than my brain, but I really, really want OKC to finish second.
Not convinced there, mate. Not convinced. You've got to convince me. Because I would have Houston Rockets above the OKC. I wouldn't even have maybe the Trailblazers.
The OKC situation can blow up in their face, but I can see them finishing second.
Okay.
Westbrook has the freedom, the whole court now. He's going to get a triple double. It's just a matter of how many triple doubles he gets. He could finish with 30 triple doubles this season.
Which would be amazing.
30 plus. Look, I reckon 30 minimum.
Yeah. Look, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And your reasoning is solid. But I think that the Clippers, with DeAndre Jordan, with JJ Redick, with Blake Griffin, with CP3, have probably the best four behind Golden State in the league. Yes, they don't have a huge depth. And the Utah Jazz, for me, are a sneaky pick that could sneak up there. But like we were saying, when it comes to the East and West, it's almost fait accompli that it's going to be Golden State and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals. And speaking of the finals, a stat that I saw on Basketball Forever or Clutch Points has revealed that if it is going to be the same thing again, it is going to be Golden State and Cleveland, this will be the third time in history and the first time in all four major US leagues that they will be in the finals the same amount of times. So like three in a row. Like no, like it.
So it'll be the same. It'll be the same two teams in three consecutive finals.
Correct.
First time.
Not even the Red Sox and Yankees do that shit. Like this is. It's a pretty amazing stat.
This is history, mate. We are witnessing history.
But history is made to be broken, i.e. LeBron last season when he brought the fucking Cavaliers and he brought them back up. Sorry for swearing if there are any kids listening, but I love my boy LBJ. But he brought them back from the brink. So, you know, records are there for a reason. And even though basketball is a very heavy stats and record-based game, records are made to be broken, my friend. So who knows? We could see.
Well, you think we could see a different team in the final this season?
Look, Nick, I'll eat your face again. Like I said, if it's anything else other than that, like
it has to be those two. I mean, unforeseeable things, injury, suspension, whatever. All that aside. These two teams are clearly the best teams in their conference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of the Golden State Warriors, how many games do you think they'll win, Nick? Are they a chance of breaking the 73 now with KD?
Nah. They could, but they won't.
You told me, Nick, let me stop you there. You told me the other day, mate, that they're going to win 82 games.
Mate, sarcastically. Well, all right, for the purpose of enjoyment, they are going to win 82 games. You have heard it here, folks.
They are going to win 82 games.
82 wins.
Nicholas Buesing, hashtag JBT pod. If you think he's wrong, prove us wrong. What are your thoughts?
I'm
going to
be emailing myself because I think it's wrong. Nah, there's no way. I don't even think they're going to break 70.
Really? What do you think?
That being said, that's not bad.
No, I know.
70 is a huge amount of games to win. I think they'll hit around the 68 mark. Then they're not going to push. You could tell they pushed themselves, and they've said so. They pushed themselves for that record.
And they
don't mean
a
fan without a ring, as the people say.
Yep.
I'm not very hip. But it means nothing if they don't get a championship out of it. They're going to rest themselves, concede some games. That's fine. They're still going to finish top. They're still going to win the conference final. And whether they win at the end, well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and I mean, Nick, we've got to stay woke, mate. You know, the whole presidency's going on right now, but everyone's forgetting that, you know, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead.
In the first time in NBA history, Jack.
Stay woke, my friend. Stay woke. All this Trump bullshit, all this Hillary Clinton bullshit, stay woke.
Let's not forget what's important. The important issue.
Exactly.
The important issue. This is the issue. In America. Blew a 3-1.
But my thought, mate, I personally think that the Warriors are going to come close. I think they'll beat the 70 mark. Look, it's a toss of the coin from, like, what you're saying, 68 to 73. It's like you could go with any of them. But I'm going to pick a number. I'll go 71. I think they're going to be around that mark. And funnily enough, I was listening to Zach Lowe and Jeff Van Gundy the other day. And Jeff made a really good point. Any time that the Warriors lose this season, it's going to be an upset. So, about the 82 game thing, it's not impossible because this is a phenomenal team. And we've seen them preseason, yes, albeit preseason, but they have just like been balling and they're scary and I hate them, but they're scary.
They are. And it's going to be they're obviously the team to beat and anyone that comes, that goes there or they come to, if they're the away team, seemingly impossible task. Let's say that.
Correct. Yep, I don't disagree, Nick. I don't disagree. But, look, I hope they don't. And, I mean, speaking of similar sort of... No, let's change topic. Let's change gears. We're going to go to our sleeper teams this year. And we've had a little bit of a chat about some of these teams. So a sleeper team we're sort of talking about here is a team that we think could surprise. So, you know, your OKC might pump up to a top two, like Nicky Boy was saying.
Yeah, mate.
Your Minnesota Timberwolves. Who have you got, mate? Who have you got for your sleeper team?
I have got, simply because they, I mean, they could do worse, but I don't see them doing worse. The Pelicans.
Why?
They've got star power. Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He didn't have a great season last season. He's going to bounce back. He's going to come back with a vengeance, mate.
Okay, so where do you think they'll finish in the conference then, if all goes well?
I mean, when you say sleeper team, they're not going to push for playoffs.
Right.
But they're going to do better than what they did last season.
That's true. I think that, look,
if everything goes their way and all that, it's an unpredictable season. They could, but I don't think they will. I think 10th.
Yep.
Which is
reasonable.
You know, better than what they did last season. And, you know, yeah. I like the Pelicans. I'm excited to see what Anthony Davis can do another year older. Another year older, another year wiser, all that sort of stuff.
Yep, as you say, Nick, as you say. Yeah, I love Anthony Davis. And he's just a once-in-a-generation player. He's a Carl Anthony Towns-like player where he's just a beast. He's a beast. And
that's it.
And speaking of the Cat, mine is the T-Wolves, mate. One of your darling teams that we've been talking about. And I probably stole your pick in this one as well. But
mate, you stole most of my picks.
I did, but I was first to it when we were doing our research, you bum.
I'm gonna come up as the idiot because I'm trying to justify all these teams. It's like, they could do this. Go on, mate, go on.
Timberwolves for me, and we've said it all probably, we're repeating stuff here. Tom Thibodeau, Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, Ricky Rubio. I mean, all these guys are pretty young.
Albeit Ricky Rubio, but...
Ricky Rubio is still only like 25, 26 years old, mate. And in the NBA, yes, he's been here a while. He's a veteran by those standards. But I think the ceiling is so huge for this team. And they've got a perfect coach with Tom Thibodeau. He is... going to kill it with this team. And they're also my league pass team. I'm going to be watching so many Minnesota Timberwolves games this season just to see what Andrew Wiggins can do, see if he can take that next step. He's definitely going to be a similar sort of Jimmy Butler type player. He's got star power. And I wouldn't mind seeing him at the dunk contest for that matter. He's just a beast. Carl Anthony Towns, you know, we've said enough about him. Zach LaVine, we haven't spoken a lot about. And, I heard him while we were on our break, ladies and gentlemen, my shithead brother and Nick's best friend, Chaz Wozzles, my brother, had a bit of an argument with us. He thinks that Zach LaVine's going to play at the point guard. Now, if you think different, and if you think he's going to play shooting guard, hashtag JBTpod, JBTpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts. I think he's going to play shooting guard and alternate, sort of be like a hybrid, point guard, shooting guard, and work with Rubio and Dunn. And you know, your Wiggins. And it's almost doesn't really matter which position these guys play. Cat can play a power forward center. Wiggins can play shooting guard, small forward. He's Kobe-like. LaVine is probably, apart from Russell Westbrook, the most athletic player in the game. Plus, his jump shot seems to be getting a lot better. And another year, like you say, another year wiser, I think he's going to have a big season. And all goes well. They're the sleeper team pick that most people will have. So, I mean, let's go to the opposite route, Nick. So we've gone the sleeper team. Who do you think is going to have the biggest drop-off this season? Who do you think is going to fall from grace?
My pick for the biggest drop-off is the Charlotte Hornets. I think they overachieved last season.
Yep.
The East last season was an extremely competitive conference. They finished 48-34, which was equal third. There were six teams, I believe.
Yeah.
Six teams who were equal third.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And yeah. I cannot see them doing that again. You expect the Bulls, the Pacers, even my
not the
Bulls.
Look,
my boys,
I would disagree. Yeah, I agree
Wizards
with the Wizards. I agree with the Pacers, but I completely disagree with the Bulls, mate. I'm not jumping on this. I don't know what the hell they're doing over there. Who can shoot a three in that team? For me, if they scrape into the eighth seed, they'll be lucky. I think Charlotte Hornets will do better than them this season. And I mean, the Bulls did quite poorly last season, to be fair. And we went to a few of their games overseas when we were there, and we saw them versus the Spurs. And yeah, they played well. And on their night, if they can get this working, who knows what could happen, but I just don't see it working. I don't know what they're doing at that organization. There doesn't seem to be much direction happening. Yes, Jimmy Butler is the guy, But I don't get why you'd pick up Rajan Rondo and Dwayne Wade to fit into that system. But yeah, I'm sorry, I've taken away your spiel about the Hornets. Is there anything else you wanted to say about them?
No, I mean, they're going to drop off from last season. I mean, to finish equal third, get into those finals, into the playoffs. Nah, I can't see him making it again. Wizards are going to challenge. I'm pumped up on the Wizards hype. Keen. We can push higher in the playoffs.
Okay, with Scott Brooks, with a healthy Bradley Beal.
That's the key, mate. Healthy Bradley Beal.
Yeah. And he's an all-star if he's healthy for... If he's healthy. Let's say 65 games.
But yeah, Hornets are going to drop off this season. They're not going to make the playoffs. That's my pick. What about you, mate?
All right, fair enough. Before we move on to my pick, do you think, and you're obviously going to be biased in this sense, but I want to hear your thoughts, because I personally think that the Wizards can even push for a top two spot with the Celtics.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think their ceiling is objectively? So not coming from a biased point of view. Okay, let me give it to you a scenario. John Wall stays healthy. Bradley Beal stays healthy. They have a decent season in terms of injuries and health. Where do you think their ceiling is?
Top four, I think.
Top four.
I can't see us surpassing Boston.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could see for a third.
Not even close to the Cavaliers. Let's just get them out of contention right now. Can't see us, lifting above Boston. Raptors. Yep. Yeah. I can see that. That being said, it's a bit like hypocritical because I said Raptors could finish second. So maybe we could finish second. You know?
Change your pick. Anything Change your pick to the Wizards, mate.
Brooklyn could finish second. Jeez. What an upset that'd be.
Hashtag Brooklyn. Get on it. Hashtag JBT pod. Hashtag JBT podcast @gmail.com, mate. Get around it. We'll be giving you those details at the end. But moving on, I'll go on to my pick for the biggest drop off, mate. And mine's a Western Conference team. I think the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Rick Carlisle, he seems to always get it done. He's your Greg Popovich's, he's your Eric Spoelstra's. He's a great coach, and he seems to always find a way with this team to make them relevant. But I don't like what the organization as a whole is doing. Harrison Barnes, his contract is way inflated above his value.
They're paying him all-star money, and do they expect him to be an all-star? I don't know what they want from him.
Yeah, and he was just a perfect cog in the Warriors system. Look, I hope he goes well, but he's almost just like replacing Chandler Parsons in a way. And Chandler Parsons wasn't that great. And for me, the key to all of this is the best European players to ever play the game. It's Dirk.
Yeah, 100%.
If Dirk can produce, then I will be wrong and I'll happily eat my words and, you know, maybe eat Nick's face as well.
That seems to be a common theme in this podcast.
I don't know why I'm saying it, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah, if Dirk drops off, mate, then I think it's over for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Whereas for the Spurs, they're going to move seamlessly on from the Tim Duncan era. And, you know, the Lakers have their nucleus of a new young team. And, I mean, we haven't spoken much about the Lakers and a few other teams. And if there's some teams you want us to speak about, you know, send us a tweet, send us a... Hashtag JBT pod, JBTpodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, for me, the Dallas Mavericks, I don't even think they're going to, if they're going to make the playoffs, I think they'll scrape into an eighth, seventh seed. I like the parts that they have, but I just don't see it working well. Rick Carlisle is, like I've said about some other coaches, he's a good tactician and he does make it work and his basketball knowledge is second to none. But I think all these parts working together and Dirk has finally hit that point where I think he's going to drop off. He was amazing last season. He was almost all-star worthy. But I think he's at an age now, unless his health, and we don't know his body. We're not Dirk Nowitzki. But if he's still healthy, I'll be wrong. But I think, you know, Father Time stops for no one. It didn't stop for Kobe. It didn't stop for Tim Duncan. And it's not going to stop for Mr. Dirk Nowitzki. So that's my pick.
Better or staying the same. He's going to decline.
Yep.
If not and this season, next season.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because he is a star and, you know, you're being a European yourself, Nicholas, being from the Dutch land. I'm sure you have a special affinity with all the European players in the league. But
that's how we work. I mean, I've got kind of you know, I've got a spiritual bond with all other wogs in the world. That's how you white people think.
Yeah, and I love my, you know, Chandler Parsons, the complete embodiment of white. But speaking of funny shit, let's move on to a bit of a lighthearted topic we're going to talk about. When we were planning this one, we wanted to sort of talk about like our aims of the podcast and, you know, have it bants worthy and stuff. And this topic just came up to me. And we were going to speak about the Kardashians and players likely to date the Kardashians. But, you know, we keep away from that shit. Kim, Khloe, do your thing. But, you know, I love Yeezy. Hashtag Team Yeezy. But, you know, we're going to speak about Drizzy. Drake, the biggest pop star in the world right now. Not the best rapper. I'll say that. He's the biggest pop star and pop rapper right now. But he seems to jump on bandwagons like no other, doesn't
crazy.
He?
Crazy.
What's his bandwagon team for this year, you're going to think?
I mean,
the NBA, let's say. Let's start with the NBA.
It's hard. Now that the Raptors have actually started showing something, he's put a lot of, obviously, he's put a lot of stock into Toronto.
And stop there for a second. I love the OVO jerseys. I want one so bad. They look so lit. They are amazing. I love the whole Drake OVO Toronto thing. And I'm actually going to be lucky enough to go to a Toronto game versus the Minnesota Timberwolves in December later this year. So we might have to do a special podcast while I'm there. Keep going about it. Yeah, Toronto. Who else?
I mean, it's hard for to pick someone in the NBA. That being said, he brought out Kevin Durant in one of his Oakland concerts. His loyalties are a bit askew. Also, a month previously at MSG, he brought out D Rose.
Yep.
So bit of New York love there for D Rose again. So, same sort of thing, clinging onto the big star.
Nick, let me stop you there for a sec, mate. I literally, I'm on my laptop while I'm chatting to you. I did a Google search for Drake bandwagon and clicked on images. And let me just say the teams that I've got within the first.
Oh God! Here we go.
Seven images. So he's with LeBron. He's with Kobe. He's giving DeMarcus Cousins a hug. He is wearing a Cavaliers shirt. He's giving a bro handshake to Paul George. Does this guy have a team? Like,
I'm all for him networking. I mean, being friends with basketballs isn't a problem. But it's just, he seems to, like, when he's around them, he's just like, oh, yeah, I love that team.
Look, and that's part of the reason why we love Drake, or why I love Drake. I know you're not as big a fan, but I love Drizzy, and this is why I love him. He becomes a fanboy with everyone. But when it comes to teams, I don't like it. And, I mean, do you have some information about EPL teams that he's even bandwagon supported?
Oh, I mean, he's been all over the place. I mean, sticking with the NBA, he was celebrating with Miami after their win.
Oh, God.
Like, shamelessly Drizzy. Celebrating with them. Visits the Seahawks after their Super Bowl win.
Right.
Again, gets a photo with the teams, be like, yeah, I've been a supporter all my life, yep. He has rapped about Manchester United. He's been seen in...
Stop with the raps there, mate. He's actually, in terms of raps, he's also rapped about Lou Will, is Lou Williams, who used to be in Toronto. I think that was on his... one of his early mixtape. If you're reading this, it's too late. And I think he's also said Steph Curry with the shot boy. He's mentioned D Rose, but I think every rapper in the world has mentioned D Rose. But yeah, it's just bewildering. Keep going. I know you were going to keep going, maybe with some other EPL teams.
But yeah, he's been known to support Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool. All been seen with these. With these jerseys on. And
let me stop you there. Mate. Sorry, Nick. I keep interrupting, mate, but I'm on the Google search and I've got this, and there's a meme. It's quite funny. You know the song YOLO? You Only Live Once, and he came up with that song, even though the Strokes came up with it once. So there's this meme, and it's Drake acting all tough in a Chelsea uniform, a Manchester City uniform, your team, by the way, yeah. and a Manchester United uniform. And it says, "Hey, Drake, Yoso," which is Y-O-S-O, "you only support one."
Yeah.
And it's just like, that could not sum it up better. Like, come on, Drake, pick your team. Stick with Toronto and stick with Chelsea or Man City, or, you know, jump on board with the Everton boys and the Toffees.
I mean, it's hard to pick what his new bandwagon team is going to be, because he's supported everyone. What?
Okay, so
it'd be easier to say to pick the teams that he hasn't been affiliated with.
All right, I'm gonna go. Let's talk about that then. Who he's not going to support? So I've got my on my computer now. I've got all the teams in the East and Western Conference. I don't think he's going to go with Detroit because, you know, there's no love there really. Milwaukee, I think he might jump on. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and there might be some sort of thing there if he's, you know, if Giannis had a game. And Delhi
and him are going to get on like a house on fire.
Hashtag Aussie Delhi. We know about the Heat. The Hornets, nah. And the Hornets aren't, you know, flashy enough for Drizzy. They're not cool enough. The Bulls, definitely. We know his love there. He loves D. Rose, whatever. D. Wade. He's nice with him. The Cavs, we know. The 76ers. Here's one. You know, he...
New upcoming team. He's gonna want to get into the ground floor of that.
Oh, you know
he's going to want to get all over that, get his face all over that franchise.
Yep. The Orlando Magic. I reckon we haven't spoken much about them, but the Magic have got a nice jersey. I reckon it might look good on Mr. Aubrey Graham, and, you know, he might buy a jersey for Rihanna, and who knows? Orlando Magic might be one of those teams.
Yeah.
And my boys, the Nets Nation, I mean, we got Jay-Z and Beyonce. We got the royalty. Like, Drake, stay away from us.
Yeah, right? That's it.
We got Hove, we got B. We don't need you. You can stick with your Toronto and your Cavs, mate, all right? We don't need bandwagon supporters. We need heart supporters. We need people from the, like, you know, from the J train and shit. We need Jay-Z. We don't want any fair weather supporters like you, mate. Now let's go to the West. Golden State, we've spoken about with KD.
Yeah,
Minnesota, oh, mate, we're on the bandwagon. He's jumping on so quickly.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to be at that game with Toronto, against Toronto. I'll be surprised if he's not there to shake hands with Wiggy and Kat and stuff.
Oh, 100%. We will be there. 100%.
And the Rockets. So, the Rockets, yeah. Well, James Harden,
sure
he's bros with him somehow. The Phoenix Suns, similar with the 76ers. You know, he might be jump on that.
Yeah, may want to, you know, get the Drake scent all over it.
Yeah, get some Devin Booker love. The Spurs. There's bound to be a Google search image for fucking him in a San Antonio Spurs jersey. I would be surprised if he's not in one. So he's probably jumped on that. Like 20 years ago, before he was born, it would have been like him with a Tim Duncan jersey or something. The Grizzlies are an interesting one, because for me, they're JT's team. So I think, I'm not sure if this is still true, but I know JT's a part owner of the Memphis Grizzlies. That might not be true anymore. So that might be JT's sort of area. But the Trailblazers, oh man, him and Lillard, and Dame Dollar, ooh, there's going to be something there. I mean, I would love to see a Drake and Damian Lillard track. I would be on that in a heartbeat. What about you, Matt? Would you love that shit?
Oh, I'd give it a suss.
Give it a suss. Well, rap's my game, so leave it to me. Yeah. We know about OKC. You know, he'll jump on Russ. Utah Jazz, definitely. I mean, they're a team that's certainly on the up. The Clippers, I mean, I'm sure he's friends with CP3, DeAndre, and Blake.
Oh, yeah. All those vets.
Yeah. And Denver Nuggets, I think one are a sleeper sort of team that we didn't really speak about. But, you know, the Denver Nuggets have some nice jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Maybe we should Denver Nuggets.
But am I going to be a Drake and buy a Denver Nuggets t-shirt and be like, hey, yeah, Denver Nuggets. Go the Nuggets. See, no.
Well, speaking of, I'm on the bandwagon. There's a vintage store near me where I'm living in London. And I've got this really cool, and I think I showed it to you, Andre Iguodala jersey when he used to be at the Denver Nuggets. And it's a nice jersey. So I'm on the Nuggets bandwagon.
Yeah, there we go.
Trailblazers, we spoke about OKC, we know that. Jazz, yeah, they're on the up, so I would be surprised if he's not. The Kings, he loves Boogie.
Oh.
Loves Boogie, so he's already on that.
Yep.
The Mavs, he might show Dirk a bit of love in his final season. I reckon it's going to be his final season. And, I mean, the Lakers, I mean, they're a perennial bandwagon team. They're a team that my missus goes for, and I hate them, and we're funnily enough going to one of their games. I hope they lose badly, because but I mean, I love D'Angelo, and he was one pick we didn't speak about in the sophomore.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got ice in his veins. I like this kid. I think, yeah.
Another sophomore who's had a very, very good preseason as well.
Oh, yeah.
And now I think without Kobe there, stealing all the shots.
Yeah. Yes. I think he's going to go next level. And under Luke Walton as well, I think they're going to... Look, it pains me to say, but the Lakers are going to have a good season. But, yeah, you know, we're not talking about them. We're talking about Drizzy. So the Pelicans is the final team. And, you know, the Pelicans, it's an odd color for Drizzy. I don't know if the color's going to mesh well with his sort of... You know, he loves his sort of flashier sort of stuff, like, you know, your Torontos and that whole OVO thing. Maybe he comes up with an OVO New Orleans Pelicans. We'll see. But I
can't see it
either. But, I mean, we've spoken enough about Drizzy we've spoken more about Drake
than anything else.
So let's take a break and we'll get back to some actual basketball-related topics. Stay tuned.
You're listening to JBT Podcast. Be sure to head on Facebook and give us a like. Welcome back, everyone. JBT Podcast. All right. Before we get started into our last section here, Jack.
Yeah, mate.
I want to actually talk about the actual season that we actually haven't spoken about yet. Starts on Tuesday in Australia, so Monday in America.
Wednesday, mate. Wednesday.
Sorry. Got my times confused.
See, this is one thing that I'm really good at.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
I'm in London.
You're freaking all
my
way
time
over.
Difference. I know like all the time differences and stuff, and I've got the first sort of few games up here now. So, what were we going to speak about, mate?
All right. Most anticipated fixture of this week. We're going to be doing this every week. We'll aim to get our podcast out on Saturday or on Sunday. They should be
Saturday
released.
Or Sunday. Yep.
Saturday or Sunday. So from now until then, what is your most anticipated fixture?
Well, mate, it's opening night. So, I mean, we've got Knicks and Cavs. We've got Jazz and Trailblazers. Both very, very interesting fixtures. But, I mean, you can't beat what I think is going to be the top two teams in the West. And I've already said Spurs-Warriors. This is going to be a very interesting game, to say the least.
Yes.
If the Spurs can beat the Warriors... The mental edge that will give them going into the season.
And day one, that being day one as well. The Warriors are already off to a 0-1.
And everyone thought there would be 73-9 or 82-0. So it's it might change it'll change the whole landscape. And it will be probably something that we'll talk about in our future podcast, the podcast after about the Spurs and the Warriors. If the Spurs win, oh, baby, and I'm on their bandwagon. Come on, Kawhi. Like I want the Warriors to have a big Kawhi about it because I hate them. Kawhi. But yeah, that's my pick. Spurs Warriors opening night. Make sure you all check it out. Send us your thoughts. What you think the game was like? What's your pick, Nicky boy?
All right, this is in terms of Australian time because, as far as I know, our entire audience is in Melbourne. Oh, apart from a few in England. Sorry.
Stop. I went to basketball yesterday, mate.
Mate, you don't have friends. That's why
I got added into the WhatsApp group of my boss basketball mates.
Oh, look at you, mate. Moving up in the world.
That's it, mate.
You'll be in the Facebook chat soon.
International friends. Hashtag JBT pod is going international.
All right. Anyway, the 28th of October.
All right, 10 a.m. Go.
10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, because that's the only time that counts. Cleveland v. Raptors in Toronto.
Okay.
Big game. Replay of the conference final. I think every game in this opening week is just going to be big. It's just going
to
be...
Yeah, look. Like, do you want me to go through it, mate?
Who performs here?
Let's go.
I just love the replay of the conference final here.
Oh, yeah. There's something tantalizing about that. Mm. But like, I'll go through from opening night until Sunday when we hope to have our next podcast up. So opening night, we've got Knicks and Cavs. I mean, you know, the return of D. Rose, LeBron, MSG is the mecca of basketball. Spurs Warriors we've spoken about. Jazz Trailblazers has all these interesting storylines connected to it.
I mean, every matchup in this entire week's just going to be like, oh, yeah, he's someone to look out for. He's someone to look out for. Oh, this tension can happen here.
It's a bit
because it's opening week. Every match is anticipated.
Oh yeah, it's
great.
I'm going to be staying up pretty late, mate. Let's put it that way. And I'm glad I've got the week off of work. Is I'm going to be watching a lot of ball. Oh. My league pass has been renewed.
Ball is life, Jack. Who needs a job? Ball is life.
Like, and just to show you how much Nick and I appreciate and love ball. So in the emoji, when we speak on Messenger, most people have the thumbs up emoji whenever you click it. So the bottom right in Messenger. For Nick and I love ball that much that he changed the thumbs up emoji to a basketball.
So we can emote basketball all the time.
All the time. Ball is life. Hashtag JBT pod. But yeah, mate, that's a good pick. And I mean, we could pick any of these. We could roll the dice and pick them out of a hat. But
yeah, that's right.
First week is going to be amazing. What are we talking about next, Big Time?
All right, we'll get on to our last section, unfortunately, coming to a close. Comes to our social media section. And this essentially is trying to engage you guys. You want anything, you want us to talk about anything, you got a funny meme, funny moment to share.
Nick, where can the lovely people, being our friends and you know people we know, and hopefully more one day, where can they contact us? What's all the right. best avenue?
Once more, because I think Jack has shamelessly plugged it about 17 times this podcast, you can hit us up at Facebook, facebook.com/JBTpodcast. Send us a message. You can hit us up on email, jbtpodcast@gmail.com. We've also got our own hashtag going, hashtag JBTpod.
Oh, yeah.
Any of those outlets will be more than acceptable to reach out to us. So, you know, a lot of basketball pages like Clutch Points, NBA Memes, Basketball Forever, all that have conversation starters, let's say.
Yeah.
And very interesting points. If you want to hear our view. We'll obviously pick up a few of them ourselves, but if you want to hear specifically what we want to, you know, our take on a specific issue, you can email us, Facebook message, all those things that I mentioned before. So with no further ado, we'll start off with a segment that we did adapt from these pages. That we have coined the term, I guess, DBS. So drop, bench, start.
We could even do a hashtag that one, Nick.
Hashtag DBS. DBS. Yep. All right.
Yep. Well, because like with our social media segment, we're going to make DBS a regular. So if you guys want us to speak about any players, like any three players, like you'll get the gist of it once we start speaking about it. Hashtag DBS. Send us an email, send us a like, Facebook, and Nicky Boys talk it all about. Nick, tell them.
This is you drop, bench, or start any three players in same position, similar position, whatever.
In the NBA.
In current NBA, in NBA history, if you want us to talk about, you know, dropping, or even, you know, mixture of both. Like, would you start
Jordan, LBJ,
Michael Jordan
and Kobe.
Over LeBron, for example?
Yeah.
But what we've got now is a bit of a modern one. We've got DBS, Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, or Russell Westbrook. Hit me up, Jack. What do you got?
All right. So, Nick, I've actually fretted over this one quite a bit, mate. And I don't
it's
know
a
if
tough one.
Answer.
It's a tough one.
It is huge. And that's why I love this segment, because it's a perfect conversation starter.
Mm.
And we could do a whole podcast about this, and we could change our answers about 3 million times.
I have changed my answers twice in the build up to this, because it's just,
like,
so tough.
I don't know. I think I might have as well, but I'm going to go with what I think with my gut, because at the end of the day, like, it's almost negligible what you could do with these players. It's the reasoning, I think, that we provide that's going to be important for us and the listeners. So for me, I am starting Kyrie Irving. Starting Kyrie Irving. I am benching Russell Westbrook.
No.
And this is going to kill the Warriors fans tonight. And I'm dropping Stephen Curry.
Mate, you've made so many enemies.
Come at me. Hashtag DBS. Hashtag JBTPod. Come at me.
All right. Why? Why starting Kyrie?
Okay, why starting Kyrie? Good question. Well, I'm basing this purely off last season, mate, and specifically the playoffs. Like, if we're talking, we're basing it off Kyrie versus
specifically the playoffs. I think that's the key point there.
Yes, and like this is my reasoning. I could be wrong. This is a very subjective topic. Like a lot of NBA opinions are. I'm not right. I'm just think I'm right. And you know, F you if you don't think I am. But Kyrie for me. He went into a new level. We all knew his talent, his handles. He's one of the best point guards in the NBA. These three are probably my top 3 point guards in the NBA for that matter.
Yeah.
It's negligible where you put them. But Kyrie starts for me because in the playoffs against Steph just went into his shell. Yes, he was injured. Yes, this and that. And look, you could tell me that Steph starts and I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm not going to argue with you. But I'm basing my reasons off the reasons of the playoffs and because I hate Stephen Curry. Not, I don't hate him. I just hate the Warriors. I love Steph, actually. And I love Ayesha. He's like a cool dude. But so he's starting. Now, I'm benching Russell Westbrook and I'm stealing this comment from someone who commented on, I don't know if it was on Clutch Points or Basketball Forever or NBA Memes, but they said, if you bench Russell Westbrook, that's going to make him angry and that's going to bring out Beastbrook mode. And that's why I'm benching it, because Beastbrook mode is something that you want from Russ, and he'll get a triple-double in 15 minutes if you bench him, in my opinion. And I'm dropping Steph purely because I don't actually have a reason, purely because of the playoffs and purely because I don't like the Warriors. That's why. And people are going to hate me, and part of the reason why is I'm biased. This is my bias towards disliking the Warriors. But, you know, Steph is the greatest shooter ever. I'm not denying that. He's an MVP candidate, if not, you know, top three, top four, top five. But, you know, KD's going to steal votes from him this year, I think. Steph Curry is a once-in-a-generational player, best shooter ever. I love him. I'm not saying I don't love him, but, you know, this is completely subjective and opinion-based, and it's why a topic that we want to incorporate into our weekly podcast. So they're my picks, Johnson. What are your picks?
Well, I agree with you in the sense of you bench Westbrook and he's going to get angry.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just who he is. I mean, that being said, you bench any three of these guys and they're going to be like, what the hell? You know, you know, top three point guards in this position. What are you doing?
But, and I mean, that's why the Olympics, like, you know, when it's like, who are they going to pick? It's like, okay, we'll just pick this guy, or All-Star, we'll just pick this guy. Because
so
these
much depth.
Three, oh yeah.
All right, I've got, and I've changed this multiple times between the two. I'm starting Steph.
You're the complete opposite of me.
I know. Yeah, gotta start the unanimous MVP.
All right.
30 point again, stats man. Average 30 points a game for the season, off 34 minutes. Off over 50% shooting, mate.
Yeah,
over.
Look, yep. Yeah.
11 3-point attempts made per game.
Okay, so
with a 45% accuracy.
The stats man is convincing me here. I might have been wrong.
It's like over the playoffs, everyone just forgot what Steph Curry did in that regular season.
Yeah, no, look, I don't think they forgot. I think because NBA.
They look upon his. I really think that they did forget, because Kyrie had an amazing playoff series. Don't get me wrong. That clutch, the most clutch points in those last points in that last game.
What a shot.
After the
what
block
a shot.
Was just the block.
The block, mate.
The
not
block.
The
That's
block.
What it is. It's the block. And everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know that.
And you just can't. You can't deny what Steph has done in the regular season compared to Kyrie. Kyrie only really played half the season. Oh, he played 53 games, coming off injury and all that stuff. He's just, his numbers are nowhere near as good as Steph's.
Yeah, but Nick,
Steph
you're the stats man.
Led the league in steals last season as well, so he can get it done defensively. He can obviously get it done offensively.
Can I have a counterpoint to you, Nicholas?
Yes, go.
All right, so you're basing purely off stats. And I get it. You're the stats man. You do that.
It's
but the NBA is so much. The NBA is
oh,
so
it is.
Much
it obviously
that.
Is a lot deeper than that. But I am not convinced with Kyrie. If he was amazing in the he was amazing in the playoffs. If he can continue that in the regular season, then I want to be proved wrong.
You are going to be proved
he's
wrong, Nick.
He's Aussie.
Hashtag, let's get a hashtag.
Hashtag Kyrie is Aussie.
Kyrie 2020. So he plays for the Aussie team in 2020.
Yeah, no
worries. Not going
to
happen.
But if Kyrie can bring that to the regular season, then, I mean, I'm all for it. I want to see him. I want to see this Cavs team soar in leaps and bounds. Moving on, I would bench Kyrie and drop Westbrook.
Because
it's exactly what you said. Westbrook is going to get mad. He's going to get the most upset of either of these two for being benched. And I can see that affecting his performance in a bad way. I initially had Westbrook as benched because Westbrook is a better player than Kyrie. But if we're talking team dynamics, I think Westbrook would shatter it if he was benched. Okay. I would say it's like, hey, you want to bench me? Then, you know, screw you. I'm not performing. I think Kyrie is a much more humble, would be like, oh, yeah, Steph Curry's on my team. He wouldn't be happy about it, but he'd be motivated to try and push Steph. I think Westbrook would be too proud to put up that same fight, I think.
And that's an interesting point that you make, Nick, in the sense that you're thinking of them three in an overall team roster.
Yeah, in a team roster.
Yeah.
But if I was the three, then it would be Westbrook, then Kyrie. But I think because we're talking, you know, drop, bench, start, it's a team. And I think Westbrook would destroy that team if he was benched.
Right.
That's why I almost had Westbrook as starting. Because, you know, a triple-double Westbrook is amazing. But then a 50-point, Curry game is also amazing. So what did I value more?
Mate, completely agree. And if you disagree, if you agree, hashtag JBTpod, JBTpodcast@gmail.com. Give us a post on Facebook. We want to hear your thoughts because, you know, this is what ball's about. It's about the bench. It's about what we love. Nick, is there – and, I mean – Let's reiterate that before we finish off, because, mate, this has been an amazing, fun time, and the preparation has been awesome. But let's just let the people know where they need to contact us again. Again.
All right. For the sign-off, I guess. Thank you guys for listening, obviously. Thank you for downloading it as well. It means a lot to us. You can give us a rate, review, like on iTunes. Currently only on iTunes at the moment, but we are looking to expand that. You can hit us up on email, jbtpodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/jbtpodcast. We've got a hashtag going, #jbtpod. So you can hit us up there. Any of those outlets will be more than enough. We'll be checking our emails, Facebook, all that pretty regularly. So... yeah, if you've got any suggestions that you want to see added to the show, a regular suggestion, if you've got something for DBS that you want to get us to talk about, send us a message, email, whatever. But yeah, I think that's it for us, Jack.
First ever podcast done, Nicky
done.
Boy. How does it feel?
Day one done. Feels good.
It feels really good.
We will catch you all next week.
Ciao.